producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Plan for another hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm singing for my supper, or maybe my breakfast. Or maybe not. I'm talking for my breakfast and or my lunch and dinner. So it works here. Roberta Fasanelli also walking her way into your mind. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. For those of you who want the latest news coming from those idiots known as ISIS, ISIL, ISIM, Daesh, there is a store in Denver called the ISIS Book and Card Store. The ISIS Book Gift and Card Store, to be specific. They would like the world to know that its name comes from the Egyptian goddess that I have been talking about here for nigh on to a month, since I got clued into it by Meredith when she went on her trip to Egypt reading about Isis, who is a goddess of healing and motherhood.
That's right.
And it has nothing to do with the terrorists. Nothing, nothing, nothing to do with the terrorists. But it shows to Goya, Roberta.
Well, I mean, it's Islamic State.
How silly. The
one of the Mardi Gras crews here also is called the Crew of ISIS.
Really?
Yep.
All right. So the owner of the store is Jeff Harrison. He said this week that the suburban Denver shop has been vandalized any number of times.
People are so stupid.
Probably by people who mistake the name as the acronym for the terrorists. This is how stupid people are. Latest vandalism came when a store sign was smashed after the attacks in Paris from the week before. The store sells books related to spirituality, religion, and healing, because that's what the goddess Isis is all about. Spirituality, religion, and healing. Something,
marriage, wisdom.
Yeah.
You know, all the good things of womanhood.
3,500 years ago, at least, maybe longer, the goddess of women and healing and childbirth.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the antithesis of everything these terrorists are all about.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Why in the world are people so quick to judge? It just is amazing. These people have owned this bookstore since 1997. You can tell that they are really psychologically, they're befuddled by this. Okay, we explained what the store is all about. And why would you not, I mean, why would you?
Because people are ignorant, and people also want something that's a quick and easy thing to hate.
Yeah. Why do people want to hate so much?
That's
the real problem all the way around.
And it's also the bummer of the wrong name. Right? Everybody named Katrina.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, oh, man, bummer.
Hurricane, right. Oh,
yeah. It's just sometimes you have a name and then all of a sudden, yeah.
Yep.
Actually, ISIS also starts for the Iowa Student Information System.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Iowa Student Information System. Mm.
I saw something, an ad that came for a cell phone company. The tagline for the ad was, "Get ready for Thanksgiving." And this is something that, when people look at it, seems like there's a point that's missed here. What are we supposed to do about the message of Thanksgiving? This is convoluted like the message of Christmas. We were talking about this in the car last night coming home, how Christmas isn't really Christmas for any number of reasons, because, first of all, Jesus wasn't born on Christmas. He was born in March.
I thought it was August.
No, it was March. The last time I checked it, the last time I knew, it was like March 25th, somewhere in there. So here the pagan pagan stories of the tradition at the end of the year of giving thanks, and it's cool. You know, it's all right. The end of the year, it's kind of what Thanksgiving is all about. Christmas originally was just kind of like Thanksgiving, giving thanks and mm-hmm. the sacrifices and stuff in the pagan way, and then the Catholics came along and they usurped it, and it became a different sort of tradition, and somebody attached to it the Christmas story, and so it just grew and grew, and so no attempt at making sure that people know what the facts are. We just celebrate what is, in my opinion, the most wonderful time of the year, because the goodwill that is ascribed to this, save things like the story Richie told us a little while ago, the people who are fighting over a vegetable can or some other foolish
vegetable steamer.
Vegetable steamer.
Yeah, killing each other for it.
Well, but that's what happens with some at Christmas time, because all they're thinking about is themselves. What you really, what I like to think, and more every year I get into this mood, and it was because for a long time I didn't like Christmas. And it was kind of Meredith who turned me around on this, because she loves Christmas, and she got me to thinking, wow, what wonderful things we have in our lives to be thankful for and to share. The real power of gratitude comes from what we experience internally. That's what I have come to realize. So now that we're through Thanksgiving, I'm beginning to think, oh, wow, we're getting into this cool season where we can feel good internally and then express it outwardly. And I think, Richie, you've noticed a dramatic difference in the way that I approach Christmas yep. and this time of year. And maybe more than anything else, as I slide into this whole philosophy of gratitude that I've gotten myself wrapped around, in order to be happy, you need to express gratitude. You can see and you can feel on your physical, psychological, and in some cases even your social well-being, what it's like to express gratitude. Not only does it feel good, it boosts your immune system. There are studies that show that expressing happiness, gratitude, that sort of thing, reduces stress, anxiety, buffers against depression, improves your ability to sleep well, supports a lot of proactive behaviors that are the real hallmark of this time of year. Are they not? I mean, think about it. What we want for ourselves, for our family, friends at this time of year, peace and goodwill among men. So if you are practicing,
women?
Well, people, how's that? You know,
okay, among people.
There are the study that I'm looking at right now suggests that people are less likely to procrastinate, more likely to remain focused on their priorities, as well as find creative solutions to problems if they are expressing themselves genuinely in a way that people realize that they are thankful for something, Richie, that you might do for Roberta or for me or for the program or whatever it is. And whatever, I mean, back to, if you want to look at this completely selfishly, expressing gratitude is probably the best way for you to be the best at who you are and the best for, you know, your own health and well-being. It may be selfish, but why not? Okay, everybody benefits from you being pleasant, good, and grateful. The person who benefits most from that is Y-O-U.
That's
you're
right.
The one who's going to feel the mindfulness, the gratitude, the thoughts, the thinking, all of that stuff. And it's worth giving a little extra time to, I think, anyway. So hopefully we'll be able to have much more of that this Christmas season. And it isn't just about Christmas, it isn't about Jesus just necessarily. It's just about how wonderfully well we all feel. And then we ask the question, why can't it be like this all year long? And maybe, you know, I say that simplistically, maybe we wouldn't feel that good about being this way if it lasted all year long. That's why separating it out makes it sort of special. I'm thinking out loud. Hopefully you think there's some benefit to what I've just said in the last couple of minutes. If you do, cool. Send an email to Doug@DougStephan.com. 8:15, 15 after on Good Day.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get a shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget. Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yeah, he's them.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
This Saturday at Kohl's, take an extra 20% off with your savings pass. Use it in store and online. And get sleepwear and loungewear for just $7.99 each. For men and women, for girls and boys, for everyone in the family. Saturday only with your extra 20% off savings pass. Plus, only once a year, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Use your extra 20% off savings pass this Saturday when you shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Flex styles, some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
B-Dubs presents B-Dubbing.
All right, they're up by 21, but now's not the time to quit. Now's the time to
buy a holiday gift card at Buffalo Wild Wings.
They think they've beaten us, but yard by yard, we're going to
purchase gift cards totaling $25 or more.
And we will
get a blazing bonus worth up to $100.
Who's with me? Now let's go to
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 18 plus for a limited time while supplies last. Limit 4, void or prohibited. See participating location or buffalowildwings.com for details.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch. Bull & Branch makes the softest, most comfortable sheets in the world for a fraction of what you'd pay in a department store. We only sell online at bullandbranch.com and cut out all of the markups you'll find everywhere else. I'm especially proud that 3 U.S. presidents sleep on our sheets. Bull & Branch bedding is a fantastic gift for yourself or for a loved one. It's Black Friday weekend, and there's never been a better time to give us a try. So go to bowlandbranch.com today for huge savings on our sheets, towels, blankets, duvet covers, everything, plus free shipping. Our products come beautifully packaged in our signature boxes, complete with bows and tissue paper. There's never been an easier way to give a thoughtful gift. So don't miss the Black Friday sale at bowlandbranch.com. That's bowlandbranch.com. And use promo code Black Friday. Give the gift of comfort at bowlandbranch.com. Promo code Black Friday.
Hey, Dean and James, past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Did you hear the story about the man and the woman who robbed a jewelry store and left their name and number in the guest book?
That was nice of them.
I already say this man and woman left her name and phone number in the guest book. South Florida Art Gallery. They stole $6,000 worth of jewelry. Police in Palm Beach say it was 24-year-old Megan O'Hara and her boyfriend, 19-year-old David Ziskowski. They took a bracelet and a ring from this exhibition at the ICFA Gallery. They were spotted a short time later at a grocery store, and police arrested them, finding the jewelry in the woman's purse. Oh, officers found a lot of fake email addresses, some drawings in the gallery's guest book that were attributed to them that apparently was somewhat, obscene. And then they found her phone number.
you really have to wonder about people sometimes.
You really do. You see these things and you scratch your head and say, okay, hello, ding, 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 ding,
how
ding,
stupid
ding.
Stupid are we going to get here?
Mm-hmm. I have some interesting information, or I hope it's interesting information, that comes from the San Francisco Ballet. There's a school that's connected to the ballet that has been charged with bias. Not sexual bias, but with size bias. People that are suing say there's a city code against size discrimination. An 8-year-old who wants to be a ballerina is too big to dance, according to the San Francisco Ballet. So they've been sued by the parents to let this large girl into the
putting her on a diet.
Yeah, but everybody sues everybody.
That's everybody's funny. Offended.
Yep. Always. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Program, as you know, this portion of each hour is dedicated to some musical story. Here are Miranda Lambert and Blake Shelton singing America's Song. Crank this up for a second, would you?
America, God's shed His grace on me.
So Miranda Lambert is now getting candid about her divorce from Blake Shelton.
Really?
Neither party publicly admitting what went wrong. The cover story, however, for Cosmo next month, she speaks out about life after leaving Blake Shelton. She said, quote, marriage is a tough business. We gave it our best try. She explained she's still processing what went on. They are not talking. That's good. Neither of them will talk. Their divorce was very quickly done. And then Blake moved on to a new romance with Gwen Stefani. I'm wondering if this wasn't, I mean, most people are probably wondering the same thing. So Blake Shelton is on The Voice, right?
Yes.
Is it The Voice? The Voice.
One of the coaches on The Voice.
Right. So Gwen Stefani also comes on this year. She's getting a divorce from her husband.
Yep.
And one wonders, it doesn't take a lot of heavy lifting.
Apparently he's fooled around on her. That's what
happened. On Miranda Lambert?
No. On Gwen Stefani.
Stefani's husband fooled around on her.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So, but because Miranda Lambert and Blake Shelton are not talking about what happened to them, which is good, the speculation is that Blake moved in on Gwen Stefani before he was done being married to Miranda?
You know, it was interesting because I think when the Blake and Miranda thing first came out, she was kind of taking the heat for being out and about.
Yeah.
And then this thing with Blake and Gwen Stefani comes out, and then you're wondering, well, how long have they been eyeing each other? Because she's been on The Voice for a couple of seasons now, so.
All right. So anyway, what I do is take my hat off. She's very positive. She said I had a great relationship with an amazing man. So I know what good is. I have a great launching pad for the future. I'll never take a relationship for granted again. So maybe there's a key in that as well. As for her next step, she says she wants to live life to the fullest. Some of that might mean nights on my porch crying, drinking whiskey, and going, man, this sucks.
Yeah, right?
That happens sometimes when you're when you lose somebody that you love for whatever the reason. All right. Also, Rihanna is in the news today. She has released a new album. I'm wondering if she's going to get any traction given all the attention being paid to Adele. Isn't there another? There's another album that's out too. Wasn't there another one? Not only Adele's, but didn't I see something else? Didn't we talk about something else this week? Doing well, not anywhere near as well as Adele. Oh, it was a Taylor Swift thing, I think. I'm not sure she's got something new out, but Rihanna is considered to be really pretty popular among the top 10, probably, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So apparently, her people are wondering whether she'll get the same attention as Adele has.
I don't think you can.
Adele, why should she? Adele's a different, unique. So I think Rihanna's just more of the same.
She's getting in another solar system with Adele. The attention Adele's getting.
Yeah, right. Well, anyway, so it's interesting. Though. She got new. I'm doing my part. I just told you Rihanna's got a new CD, 28 After on Good Day.
This report is brought to you by Zoetis. Zoetis Inc. announced that the U.S. Department of Agriculture has granted the company a conditional license to market canine influenza vaccine H3N2 killed virus. Canine influenza H3N2 is a severe and highly contagious respiratory disease affecting dogs. This is the first commercially licensed vaccine to help control this disease. The first U.S. cases of CIV H3N2 were observed in Chicago, Illinois, in March 2015. Since then, there have been reports of the virus in 25 states, and the outbreak continues to spread. Because it can be difficult to diagnose, effective prevention is critical. Dr. John Coyne, Countryside Veterinary Center, Illinois.
We would rather prevent than we would treat. The clinical signs are devastating, and whenever we feel that we can prevent something, well, that's going to be much more preferred rather than treating.
For more information, visit www.dogflufacts.com. This product license is conditional. Efficacy and potency studies are in progress.
Music is a gift like no other. And this Black Friday at Guitar Center, get the best selection of gear, the season's best deals, plus doorbusters. Surprise them with a Yamaha portable keyboard for just $69. Select microphone or instrument cables, two for $15. Or stuff their stocking with 12 sets of D'Addario electric or acoustic guitar strings for just $25. At Guitar Center, we'll help you give them their favorite gift this year. Black Friday doorbusters at Guitar Center. In-store and at guitarcenter.com.
Wearing glasses with Crizal No Glare lenses can make a big difference in your vision, because neither scratching desert sands nor the waves of a raging river can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For superior water, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Plus, Crizal gives you 25 times more UV protection than not wearing glasses. Crizal, live life in the clear. Ask for them at your eye care professional or...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined. From where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at DollarDownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to DollarDownfall.com. Again, that's DollarDownfall.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Reminding me of yesterday. You're so stuck on bringing me down. It used to know by now that I'm not sticking around.
Nope. Me either.
Let's get going here. 33 after the hour. Doug Steffens. Good day program. Roberta Fasanelli is here with a C and two L's. Rich McFadden with a couple of C's strategically placed here, there, and over there. With a focus on post-Thanksgiving, I know that there are a lot of people, including somebody very close to me, doesn't feel too well today because of eating a lot of things yesterday that were good at the moment. And she said to me, why do you keep feeding me this stuff? I got her a plate of this and a plate of that and a plate of something else, and she just ate it all, which is very unlike her.
You know, I was very good. I was very proud of myself. I filled my plates with portions of everything that I wanted with dinner.
Right.
And then I stopped. After good. I ate it all.
Good for you.
And I was like, you know, this, even though I would like more, didn't go back.
All right. One of the things that is to be considered at this time of year, those of us who are sugarholics, I am admitted.
Yep.
A sugarholic?
A sugarholic.
Sugar's addictive. It's like cocaine or
ice
heroin.
Ice cream. It is. I don't have any other
addictive.
Bad habits. This is my habit. Bad stuff. So I've been staying away from sugar. We've been very good. I have a great tutor. She's good about what it is that we eat. We're careful. We think about it, that sort of stuff. But, you know, on a day like yesterday or what's going to go on when you go to your Christmas parties and you have Christmas and New Year's, every year it's the same thing. And every year we have the same suggestions. But maybe there's a little different approach to this. When you realize what sugar actually does to you. Look at how easy. I mean, look at the
Read the whole 30 book.
Everywhere. Every 100 grams of sugar is so easy to consume. Snack foods, it's there. And we don't always read the labels, Richie.
Yep.
I looked at the strawberry Greek yogurt. Has all kinds of sugar in it, and it's supposed to be all natural. There's an orange chicken that you get from the Chinese restaurant.
Yep.
Look at how much sugar there is in that stuff.
I'll tell you, when we did the Whole 30, my wife and I, the Whole 30 diet, which is basically paleo, no processed foods whatsoever.
Yep.
It took us a few weeks of walking through the grocery store.
Mm.
You know, we'd go in the grocery store, pick something up, we'd spend a few minutes looking at labels, and okay, this salsa is good. This one is not.
Yep.
This product is
an educational process.
And, you know, finding the butters and everything that we can have, it was really, and you learn a lot.
Yeah, you sure do. Looking at the label is very instructive and very, very helpful. So I'm going to give you a little of this information. We probably should put a little of it in our What's Cooking.
Even ham.
Do with Jennifer.
You go buy ham.
All
cured.
The
all
cured stuff is always cured in sugar.
In fact, I read once the McDonald's, the fast food salads, they're actually rinsed in sugar water.
Yeah,
it tastes better.
Too.
Yep. So if you go to the honey ham store, whatever they call it, honey of a ham?
Yeah, honey ham.
That's, I don't eat that stuff anymore, but I remember eating it, tasting, thinking it tastes pretty good because they have all those little buttons in them that are sugary that get cooked into the ham, and so it tastes through and through pretty yummy. So here are some things that you probably didn't know. I gave you a few examples there. Yogurt, the sugar that's in a muffin, for example. A pumpkin muffin that you have at Christmas or you can get them at a place like Panera. You see, I love those muffins. Man, they're really good, but they have 53 grams of fat in them.
Oof.
And that's all about sugar. Wow. It becomes sugar. A large... what do they call them? Dunkachinos from Dunkin' Donuts?
Oh,
a grande eggnog?
Forget it.
From Starbucks, exactly.
Oh, forget it.
Coca-Cola!
Oh, yeah.
Why would you get anywhere near a bottle of Coca-Cola?
Well, it's being said now that that soda, sugared soda, and even diet
rot
sodas.
Rot your gut!
Are the number one cause of obesity in this country.
Number one.
Is soda. Eliminate soda out of your diet.
How about Sun-Made raisins? How many people love them? I used to have them for snacks all the time.
But that's natural sugars.
But at least it's natural sugars.
Yeah, but
that's
sugar.
Fine.
Yeah.
You
that's
know,
fine. Tropicana cranberry or orange juice. Look out
you
for
know,
that.
Even you're better off eating an orange.
Listen to this. You know how when you go into the whole paycheck stores and you see the protein drinks and the old Walla ones, get them because they look good for you? A 15-ounce bottle of old Walla original superfood drink, a smoothie blend, has 49 grams of sugar. That's as much as a bottle of Coca-Cola.
49 grams.
It's the same as a bottle of Coke.
You've got to, it's important, though, to differentiate between sugar added to products.
Yes, that's a good point.
And natural sugars in foods. Natural sugars in foods are okay. If you're going to eat some grapes, if you're going to eat some raisins, if you're going to eat an apple, that's fine because your body's able to process those sugars.
It knows what to do with it.
Because the fiber goes with it and all of it is absorbed. It's when they add sugars to those drinks.
Well, an example, not just necessarily drinks. If you go to Pinkberry and get their yogurt, it's or any of them. I have a couple of little things that I got at the Eastern States Fair 2 months ago of Panucci fudge. Oh my God, it's great! But it's all sugar, nothing but sugar. Yeah, being mindful of total sugar is a good place for you to start, and you don't have to be a party pooper about it. You know, I used to be very judgmental. Ah, you're going to eat that. It's like me when I would see somebody drinking a coffee or, you know, doing something else. I was very judgmental. And that's not a great way to make friends. Not that I was worried too much about that. People always have to tell you what they think. I learned a great lesson a number of years ago, mostly by observing other people who are always telling you what to think, how to think. And I found how annoying it was. And then I thought to myself, you know, I sound like that sometimes. So maybe I should stop. thinking about that, especially when it comes to being judgmental about people who are overweight, at least to the point of acknowledging that I love the same things. And I'm not saying, Doug Steffen, you're a wonderful guy, but there had to have been, as Richie said, a place to start. And it is hard. And sugar snacks are all around you. You walk into the store to pay for your gasoline. What are you hit with? My God, shelves and rows of stuff that's just crap. But you're hungry, you're driving on a long trip, and so you grab it. And you have it. And it is just something.
And here's what happens. Your brain has sent signals saying, okay, I'm eating something
that I like.
And I'm eating something good.
Mm.
Give me more because I'm not full yet.
Yeah.
And because these nutrients don't get absorbed into your system as food,
yeah,
your brain says, I see you're eating something, but I'm still not full. Give me more.
Give me more. Okay.
So, and you will never satiate yourself with those foods.
One more page to this. One of the biggest culprits that has not heretofore been focused on much are artificial colorings that are used in a lot of packaged foods.
Yeah.
Because people are conscious now and know that synthetic colors are nothing but sugar, hyperactivity in children. The food companies are learning to work with plant-based colors instead. They are deriving their colors from fruits and vegetables now, instead of artificially using them, you know, in whatever the product is. The icing on the cake is, what is that, red dye number four?
Red dye number three, yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. I mean, that stuff is,
Yeah, some friends of mine took their kid totally off of the dyes and noticed a big change.
Yeah, in school, that sort of stuff.
That's in cereal.
Yeah. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Roberta or Rich at DougSteffen.com. In a moment, the story of how to get a discount in a cafe. Roberta's big on this. So this is very specific. Stand by just a moment or two. 43 after on Good Day.
Get better than Black Friday deals at Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Every floor in stock is on sale, including all pre-finished hardwood on sale from an unheard of 89 cents. All wood look tile on sale from 79 cents. All laminate and vinyl flooring on sale from an unbeatable 39 cents. Plus, save on bamboo, tools, installation, and more deals in your local store. And pay no interest till 2018. Who said Black Friday was the only day to save? Get deals all week at the Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with travel expert Ted Allen. As we approach the busy holiday travel season, Americans are bracing for long lines at airports and train stations. While hiccups are inevitable, there are alternatives to cut through the red tape of holiday travel. Ted Allen, TV host and travel expert.
Consider ways to avoid unnecessary expenses during the holidays. Pack smarter to scale down on checked bags fees and bring snacks for the trip instead of buying them at the airport. These changes will help your wallet and increase your budget for holiday spending. I also love having a travel rewards credit card that's flexible enough to earn points on every purchase. With my Bank AmeriCard travel rewards credit card, I can cut through the red tape by having the flexibility to redeem my points on different travel purchases. It gives me freedom to plan holiday travel around my schedule so I can celebrate the season with my family where we want and when we want.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy. Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get-a-shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
This Saturday at Kohl's, take an extra 20% off with your savings pass. Use it in store and online. And get sleep.
sleepwear and loungewear for just $7.99 each. For men and women, for girls and boys, for everyone in the family. Saturday only with your extra 20% off savings pass. Plus, only once a year, get $15 cold cash for every $50 spent. Use your extra 20% off savings pass this Saturday when you shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Flex styles, some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff, ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back and rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back and rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See Staples.com for details.
All right, so it's 46 past the hour, talking with Roberta Ritchie and you about the food that we are exposed to at this time of year, the sugars and all that sort of thing. Charles writes, I don't have any faith in factory food. I cook most of my meals from scratch. Works great. Beside entrees, I have control over things like salad dressings that are full of sugar, tartar sauce full of sugar, right? All of that sort of thing. Yeah, okay, makes sense. Benny says, killing us softly. Sugar is a drug.
Yep.
Be mindful how much sugar you let your children eat. It is a real disservice to their long-term health to let them eat a lot of sugar. Let's see here. Scott says, everybody ought to watch a movie called That Sugar Movie. I don't know that movie. Do you?
Huh. No, I never saw that
sugar
one. No.
Movie? No. Okay, let's see here. Marco writes, just my coffee through the day exceeds 12 tablespoons of sugar. He puts that much sugar in his coffee. Good luck to you, pal.
Oh, I gave up on sugar in my coffee years ago.
Victoria writes, I was just having a conversation about sugar with a colleague. Corporations want us to be addicted to this stuff. Sugar changes everything. Andrea writes, actually for women, should be no more than 6 tablespoons of sugar a day. And that's more than healthy intake. So it's different. She's suggesting it's different. Men can absorb more sugar than women. That's the inference here. In this note, I wonder about that, whether that's true or not. But, just stay away from it if you can. It's okay once in a while. But I'm noticing I didn't feel well this morning. Meredith says you didn't feel well after eating all of that stuff. So,
you notice in the morning if you eat a lot of sugar or desserts the night before, you wake up the next morning and you just feel sluggish.
Slows you right down.
Just horrible. Yeah. I noticed I ate a lot of desserts yesterday.
Yeah, I did too.
Oh, key lime meringue pie that I made that was awesome.
Yeah.
Pumpkin pie.
Ice cream. Pumpkin squares.
Yeah.
Yummy. All that
and this
stuff.
Morning I'm like, oh.
But see, that's what happens. Is you don't eat it, you don't eat it. Then when you get the opportunity, you overindulge.
Right.
That's why I say work a little bit into your diet on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So here is, for those of you who are traveling to the Middle East, this may be a place you want to take in. There's a cafe in Israel seeking to foster understanding amid all of the incidents going on back and forth between Jews and Palestinians. The Hummus Bar in Kfar Vitkin says that they post this on their Facebook page. They'll give 50% off to Jews and Arabs who will at least eat one meal together at the same table.
Wow.
Really?
One Jewish person and one Arab sitting at the same table, you get 50% off your meal.
So it's buy one, get one free, basically.
Well, kind of, yeah, right.
Yeah, to get two people.
If you're afraid of Arabs or afraid of Jews, reads the translation, by us, we don't have Arabs. We have people. We don't have Jews. We have people.
Right.
We have human beings.
Right.
We have excellent Arab food, Jewish food, and a free refill for everybody. So they have a great Arab hummus and a Jewish falafel in this restaurant. Mm. So they want you to bring in your children, bring in people of all faiths. We'll give you a discount if you're Christian. Never make any difference. 50% discount. At a table, Arabs and Jews sit together. I like that idea, frankly. I think it's...
I do, too.
It's far time.
But will they do it?
Well,
I think they will. I think they'll have people. Absolutely
Richie,
they'll do it.
You've been following Scott Kelly. I meant to ask you this. yesterday. Are there some pictures?
I saw something
about him posted somewhere that he...
He posted a picture of every night he says, good night from the space station, good night from the ISS, and he posts a picture usually once a day or a couple times a week, and a lot of people were looking at the picture and they saw something strange in it. We have it at DougStephan.com.
Yep.
And a lot of people think that he may have taken a picture of...
A UFO. Yeah.
And so they're looking at the picture now trying to figure out what this light, this strange light is. And I don't know if anybody's ever come up with an explanation, but you can check it out at DougStephan.com.
All right. We also have a picture of a man who drove his garbage truck over. He was trying to put out a fire, and his van garbage truck was full of live ammunition. You can imagine what that ended up doing.
Nice.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, let's move now into the zone of info and law. I guess we would say this is Info and the Law, a new television show. Joining us now is Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college professor in law, and one of the country's leading experts on scams, that sort of thing. There are a lot of scams. I may take a few minutes to get to one or two by the time we're done here, but I want to go to the list of stories, the topic list from Talkers Magazine of the hot hits this week, and this Syrian refugee debate, the discussion about that. I read something in the last 24 hours, Steve, that suggests the president can allow or has allowed or somehow or other through executive order some very quiet number of Syrian refugees that have come into this country, Muslim Syrians specifically, 65,000 of them in the past year, and they want to allow another 65,000. Now, I don't know whether the news media is trying to stir the pot by referring to them as Muslim, but there aren't many Syrians that aren't Muslim, so I guess
exactly.
But how can they just do this without there being some course of action legally on the part of people that don't want to see this happen?
Yeah, I'm very questioning of the accuracy of these reports and what kind of allowing them in. I'm not sure what that necessarily means, if it means avoiding the vetting process, and I pretty much doubt that. You know, there's been so much politicking and grandstanding by politicians about this and preying on people's fear, and frankly, if people looked at the difficulty of the vetting process in. How good it is? Is it perfect? No. But ours goes through first the United Nations and the State Department and Homeland Security and the FBI and Interpol. We have a much, much greater vetting system than they do in Europe. So I'm kind of questioning the accuracy of some of these reports about the president doing an executive order and the extent of what that executive order is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next, the Chicago police officer indicted after the videos became public. There was a whole long process. Somebody, I think some news media person, wanted to get a hold of this video from an incident that took place earlier this year. You look at the video and you see these cops blasting away, 16 shots.
Oh, yeah.
But the other side of it is that they're, if you're on PCP, which apparently this person that got killed was, you can do some tough stuff. But then everybody's asking, well, why couldn't you do this, that, or the other thing? The bottom line is these circumstances will put this guy, this policeman, in jail probably for the rest of his life. Yes?
I would think so. And, you hit on a part of the story that hadn't really been talked about too much. This incident happened in October 2014. The police officer and others lied and covered up about this. The way that video got released was a freelance reporter used the Freedom of Information Act to get that video, which is incredible how well that worked. Mm-hmm. And because of that, and it takes time, it was only released now, and now you got a bunch of holier than now saying, gee, we're going to indict this guy for murder. Well, you had that video a year ago, the police and the prosecutors in this. So it certainly was something where it took the media to hold their feet to the fire. And you're right. This guy may have been on PCP. He certainly, had been breaking into cars. But the video is pretty damn clear that emptying a couple of clips, 16 rounds into somebody, not at a close distance. There was no fear. This is outrageous.
Yep. All right. I saw something, the self-driving cars. We may or may not have touched on this before. There was an accident that involved 20 cars, and or whether it's now or in the future, who's going to pay? People are asking this.
You and I are going to end up paying, but I mean the convenience, I suppose, the efficiency, but just of these cars. But it's one more thing that can go wrong. And frankly, these cars can't be they're driven remotely. They can be hacked into. Cars now can be hacked into. So we're just making it easier. Half the cars in London are stolen electronically by hacking into them first. So the you're talking about the potential liability of the companies, the people who are setting these up. I suppose it's an improvement, particularly over we Massachusetts drivers, but I'm real worried.
You look at this stuff and you think about what in the world have they not thought of when it comes. There's always going to be a new legal precedent set after the fact, in a manner of speaking. But it seems to me that it's fraught with all kinds of danger. Check out Steve Wiseman's website, scamaside.com. This is the time of year, every year, when there are all kinds of Christmas give to this charity, give to that charity, scams galore. Before you give a nickel, check out scamaside.com on the web.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.